All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our NEPT Open Coaching and Support Call. And I'm here to support you in every way I can, and the rest of the group as well. So these calls are for any number of things you want to bring up, whether you want to talk about a particular case, you want to talk about a particular issue, something that in the content that you want get clarity on, if you want to talk about a particular something related to marketing or something related to a program that you're trying to put together. These are open, so whatever you want to do. And the best way to do it is to raise your hand or just open up your line and let me know that you have something to say. You can wave if your line is open and say, hey, I have something to say. Or you can just open. Looks like Maria. Or you can just open up your line. We have Jen in and Cynthia and Eva came in just recently. So great. Wonderful. Good to see you. And we'll see if Mickey Mouse is here tonight or if Isabel.
I'm here. Yeah. I'm here. Do you hear me? Do I sound like Mickey Mouse or it's fixed?
Yep.
No?
Fixed.
Good. Yeah. So I just realized we had a call today. So I just uploaded something 5 minutes ago. I don't know if that's true. That won't get there.
Well, it's probably there, but let me see if I can get to it.
Okay.
Because usually Lynn will download those and upload them for me, and they're in a place. So
I can go look while you take care of the others.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry about that. I just realized we have a call today. Oh, well, like when I saw the email half an hour ago.
Hey, yeah, Isabel, you showed up.
Not to put things in your calendar. This is what I would love to see. And I just had a meeting with our new person that's in charge of the membership stuff about redoing our weekly newsletters because she doesn't like them and she doesn't think they're clear. So I don't know. I thought they were clear, but in order so that you guys see it and say, hey, put these on your calendar. Here's what's coming up this week. I think I already do that though. I don't know. Anyway, but that's a good idea is when you get the newsletters or just go to the site and just put it on your calendars. That way, you know. I mean, I put everything on my calendar, so that's why my calendar looks the way it does. Anyhow, so Maria, let's start with you.
How are you?
I'm good. My butt is hurting me. Did you see?
I know. You cracked me up.
Ah, she got me. It's all Maria's fault that my butt's killing me. I went out and did 460 lunges, a third of a mile almost. And
hey, when you start doing them often, it's going to be fine.
I haven't been able to do them since. That was Monday, and I went to do them again today.
Well, maybe you're not getting enough rest. Maybe you're not hydrated enough. Maybe you're not getting branching amino acids. I don't know, coach.
Yeah, well, I ran every day since, so that might have not
given
that's
good. Rest. Yeah, anyway, but yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. So here's the thing. This is brand new. So I'm glad this call showed up in my email because I just put myself into a challenge. I accepted a challenge, I guess. So I might have mentioned about take my blood sugar program to a corporation. Like I have these thoughts about doing like a kind of competition, mm-hmm. you know, among corporations, but I'm going to scale it down a little bit. And I just decided actually to do a pilot. So this person who I met actually is the owner of that magazine that actually gave me Maria's Corner. Remember I put that on Facebook?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. So I thought it was going to be a little column, you know, a little thing on the corner. She says that it's going to be 1 to 2 pages. And I'm like, whoa.
That's more than a corner. That's so super.
I know, right? So we'll see what we can do there. But anyway, she's got good connections. So she's got connection with a company called Turner. You probably heard. I mean, Turner, they own TVs. They own
CNN. Yeah.
So their corporate wellness program apparently is out of this world. And they've been going on for 8 years and has a very holistic approach. That's what she's telling me. That is just phenomenal. And she's going to have them in the same magazine that I'm in. I said, well, my plan is to do a pilot with a company. She says, well, I got the connections and they have everything in place. So the challenge that she is proposing to me is actually for me to make it bigger and do a study. So obviously Turner has like 9,000 employees. I'm not going to do this with 9,000 employees. So I'm thinking about 100 employees, mm-hmm. you know, and that is a good sample or large enough.
Yeah.
So if I were to turn this into a study that can be published, you know, by different magazines. So just to get the vibe of corporations, you know, doing it. What do you think that I should consider for a structure to build a study, you know? So what kind of steps, you know, have you done studies that you kind of published before?
Nope.
But
what I would say is you're going to want to start for a study. You always want to have before and after measurements.
Yes. And that's going to be my A1C.
A1C and what? I mean, that's just kind of, is that all you want to study is what?
She's got connections as well with Emory Hospital and a few other hospitals here. So maybe I'm thinking, you know, to do some other labs. But I also was thinking, I don't know if this will go well, but at least talk to BioHealth to run their stress, because this is a very stressful environment. Mm-hmm. And maybe their stress test, you know.
Who's paying for this, by the way? Who is the company going to pay for it?
Yes, but I think if we get Emory or some other hospital or even BioHealth, they can give a discount, and then Emory or some other hospitals can be sponsors. I mean, this is just thoughts right now, right? And then get Emory's name into it or any other hospital part of a study, a corporate wellness study. So that could be good right. for the hospital. Emory's a kind of for profit as well. So, mm-hmm. So, you know, I was thinking on the A1C, it's kind of easy, and Turner has nurses and they have everything on site. I mean, mm-hmm. it's really big thing.
So they could have blood draws right there.
Yes. But if nothing else, I can get, maybe if we get sponsorship from a hospital like that, or Emory, who's got med school and also a hospital, right? They can maybe offer that to Turner and make the cost of Turner a little lower, right? Mm-hmm. So something like that. So I don't know about this. These are just thoughts, you know, that right. we kind of thought about it. But, you know, I have to put something in writing, some bullets. She's going to propose the idea okay. to Turner.
So I would keep it as simple as possible, because you can yes. always add to it. You can always say, well, we can also test the adrenal stress.
I know.
If you're really looking at blood sugar and the impact of blood sugar, I would start with the basics, you know, certainly fasting blood sugar.
Yes.
A1C and fasting insulin. I would start with
yes. three. Yes.
And then you certainly triglycerides, HDL is another good marker, and it's well known to be involved.
Yes.
Those are simple markers that you could do. Then as you teach them and get them encouraged to do their testing, their finger pricks.
Yes.
I'd also incorporate an assessment, some sort of an assessment, and mm-hmm. you know, insulin resistance assessment, blood
yes.
sugar balance assessment that they just fill out.
Yes.
That you can get that, and you can get that at periodic intervals, more frequently than you could the labs.
Oh, maybe once a month.
Once a month, absolutely. Have them.
Yeah, because the A1C and all these tests, that would be before we kick off the program, and then right. 90 days after.
Yeah.
So that's what I was thinking. Now, this company has really good tracking of the employees' results. So I'm thinking that this 100 people be sample of pre-diabetic individuals.
So you want to screen them beforehand. You want to make sure they're already pre-diabetic.
Yes, that's what I would like.
You've got to give them a criteria. So you're looking for people whose fasting blood sugar is above 100 or
yes.
pre-diabetic at between 90 and 100.
Yes.
When they already get yes. where they're diagnosable by the medical system.
That's correct. And I think that the glucose
be there.
Huh?
Do you think they'll find 100 employees that have
among 9,000?
Right. Yeah. It's probably going to be half of them.
You know, that's a little above 1%, right?
Yeah.
Population here in Georgia, although our company is very well, you know, has a lot of all these programs and all that for wellness, I think that we can find that. Because I'm not sure if they're going to have A1C ready for it. So if I go through the glucose, that is easier because every doctor runs a fasting glucose.
They're fasting. If they don't, they can easily get it done. So if you're looking for pre-diabetics and diabetics type 2, you might want to have an upper range criteria because you don't want to take them if they're so far gone, you know, like the risk of pancreatic failure, like if somebody's been diabetic for 30 years and their fasting insulin's dropped, they're not making insulin. That's the harder ones. You really want to get them when they're in the throes of insulin resistance, when their hemoglobin A1C is way up high and their fasting insulin is high and their glucose is high. That's where you want to get them because that's how you're going to show the best results.
Right. But also when it's too high, they are already in potentially insulin and for them to change their habits is a lot harder. So I think that a pre-diabetic has better chances of actually prevention because the theme is how to prevent diabetes.
Okay. So then maybe you want to just have it be their fasting blood sugar is between 100 and 120.
Yes, I'm thinking so. I think that's a community that is easier. I find the diabetic community to be very hard to change because there are a lot of set and they focus so much on that glucose and that insulin. It's just very hard. But again, if they accept, there's going to be criteria for this. You know what? I just had a thought. I think that I have to have some kind of criteria for these people to get in into the program, right? So because it's going to be their commitment. And I want them to prick their fingers and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. Don't well, you then think? You get them to do some kind of ready and willing assessment.
Yes,
exactly. You take those questions, and these are the questions you're going to ask, and this is the criteria blood-wise. If you don't find enough and you want to go further, you can do the ones between 90 and 100 because those are the ones at really high risk, and you're going to turn those around much more quickly.
Do you think that to be some kind of a study, you know, that will grab people's attention, do you think that just keeping it simple as far as you know, fasting insulin, glucose, A1C, and I guess lipids profile is enough.
Lipids profile. I think those are enough, and I wouldn't go any further because then you're in this position of having to do more detailed interpretation.
And, yes.
That's usually enough, and that kind of stuff turns around pretty quickly. You can turn all of that around in 90 days if they stick with it. Yep.
Okay.
And you can have it where they apply to be in the study, and in order to apply, they either have to have their previous, you know, some blood that was done within the last 3 to 6 months. That could, you know, identify that they're a good candidate, that they submit it, and then they also have to fill out that criteria that says, how willing are you to change your diet? How willing are you to poke your finger several times a day, quite a number of times a day at the beginning, because this is going to give us insights. I'd be prepared to write something really strong about the value of testing, pricking your own finger versus not. Like, you know how the glycemic index is really just an average and you really can't go by that. You might be responding really poorly to a food you're eating all the time and it's keeping you stuck in this pattern. Here's what we're, you know, just a kind of a little, almost like a little white paper about why test your own insulin. I mean,
the glucose. Yes. Yeah. The value I think also is learning about your own body, you know, teaching them, okay, what you can eat so you can manage your foods wherever you go so you can, because then is they learn about the uniqueness of each person, right?
Yep, exactly.
Okay, well, I'll have more on that, but I think that's, monthly assessments.
In 3 months, you redo the blood work.
Redo the blood work criteria. They would have to have some kind of blood work no more than 6 months.
And I would say also get that they're willing to fill out tracking charts keep track of their diet and their.
Yes, exactly.
And then you could be getting with them and looking at them and saying, "Huh, here's some. See this pattern over here? Looks like maybe you know this celery over here is causing your blood sugar." I mean, I'm making that up. It's kind of dumb.
But yeah.
But that you could say, "Look, I see this pattern here, and maybe these apples right here. Everything else looks good, and every time you eat an apple, look what happens to your sugar. Let's have you just eliminate those apples for a week, and let's see what happens."
Yeah. You know, I don't really know how, you know, it really depends, I guess, because they have health coaches on site. Mm-hmm. I think it's an alignment that I will have to do because I am going to propose to have lectures, you know, and webinars to teach them things that I teach my clients, similar to what you do,
right?
You know, to educate them on that. So is not only about, okay, do the A1C and eat this, but it's really create, I think, the education piece and a group coaching piece, similar to what you do, you know? So they learn and they can apply, they can discuss as a team, and they become a kind of strong bond, you know, among them, and help each other to succeed. I have to put some bullets and see if I just thought about it too. We'll have to probably provide glucose meters and strips for these people.
Yeah, you know, if you contact, well, they don't make them anymore, but when we contacted the E-Pro or whatever it was that made those little, we got them at a good discount. They sent us a whole bunch of them when we told them we were going to be testing everybody at, that was long, 5 years ago at SIV.
Yeah.
But you might be able to contact some companies like that and see if they're willing to donate some meters.
Or the hospital, maybe. I don't think the hospitals carry that kind of stuff, but maybe they can subsidize it.
Yeah, but I think if you contact the company, because the company's actually, they love giving away the meters because they have to pay for the strips. So they give away the meter with 10 strips.
Oh, okay.
Right? So you'd be able to get them and say, hey, I'm doing this study. Are you willing to donate? It's 100. You'll be listed as one of our sponsors. But pick one of the ones that has a good meter.
Right. Yeah, the one that I still use is not the true to go, unfortunately.
It's unfortunately they don't do
it. Yeah, so I'll have to look
and take a bunch of them off their hands if they still have them, and we'd be happy to take them off their hands for free, and we'll make sure nobody that's taking them is on insulin, because that's the only danger of it, is if they're on insulin, right? So.
Yeah, well, the pre-diabetic community is not going to have it.
No.
It's not going to be, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, they're doing it to CYA because they don't want to get in trouble. But honestly, it's just a small percentage of the population that would run into trouble with it. But they could get sued, and if they don't, and
yes.
Pulled off the market. So.
So provide meters. Maybe ask companies.
Yeah.
And you have some of the favorites, right? What is your favorite right now? You don't. I know you tested.
I have the sheet.
I'll go through that. Okay.
Wait a minute. I just printed it yesterday for somebody.
I've seen it. There are several in there.
Yeah. There's the Bayer, and then there's the something Contour Mini, and it's a different thing that I printed.
Okay. Maybe these sponsors can sponsor that kind of stuff. You know.
Yeah.
You know, whoever, you give enough money that is going to allow the people to buy their strips and allow the people to buy the glucose meter or something like that.
Right.
Okay. All right. I think I need to keep it simple to make it a study on this, so I don't get, bombarded by some people out there. These are all clear numbers. That are well studied,
well established.
So I don't so I don't have to get in trouble for interpretation of this.
Right.
Right. So yeah, glucose fasting between 90 and 120. I think that's good. Maybe 140. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The official diagnosis of diabetes starts at 120. The official diagnosis of insulin resistance starts at 100. So you decide whether you want that tight criteria of 100.
Yeah.
100 to 120, or if you want to expand it to like 90 to 140.
Yeah. Okay. Very good.
They're still telling diabetics that they're well controlled if their blood sugar is 140.
I know. I know. I've seen it. Yes. I've seen it. Yes.
And then who was it that posted? One of our members posted about this kid. It was Drina that It was
Farah
that posted about her patient who 19, and the doctors gave her a hard time about asking for measurements, and then they did, and his hemoglobin, 19 years old, his hemoglobin A1C was 12.9, and nobody had caught that this guy has clearly been diabetic for a long time.
At 19 years old?
19 years old.
Yeah, a friend of mine who is a nurse said that she had a patient who they couldn't speak English, but she had over 1,000. Her glucose was over 1,000. Yeah. And she was all yada yada, she was,
and they don't think about that, when these people are doing convulsions or incoherent or whatever. Then the same thing happened to Annette's daughter, right? They just overlooked all this until it was like, holy crap, this girl is like massively diabetic. And they're just trying to feed her drugs. It's crazy. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
So I think it's a good study, and it would be great, you know, to get it at least publicized amongst the corporate people.
Yeah, I think it could get good traction, especially because the magazine is behind it.
Yep, exactly.
You know, and she's a good writer, you know, so she's like, you worry about the process of the program. I worry about keeping up on the writing.
That's great. That's awesome. I'm so excited for you, Maria. This is awesome.
Yeah, so I got to put this stuff together and get my shit together for this, you know, because it's got to be well done.
You are working on it. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Bye.
Bye. So who else? I think Michelle had said something somewhere about
submitting. Yeah, I just put the link in here. She has some business packages she wanted you to look at. And I put it in the Dropbox, and I put the link in your Skype for both her and for Isabel.
Oh, okay, good. All right.
And I had sent in most recently the information for the heart song that we're going to do on, was it Wednesday?
Oh, yeah. Have you been coordinating? Yeah, Wednesday, I think, Thursday, whatever, sometime this week, next week, you're going to be doing, have you been communicating with Laura?
Yeah, so that's going to be Thursday. And so I wanted you to look at the stuff that I put together to see if it's
okay,
where we can improve it.
Okay, cool. So which do you want to do first, your business package or that?
Let's do business package.
Okay. So these are proposed packages that you are looking. Okay. So you have a 30-day jump start. Can I put it on? Let me put it on share. Share screen. And which one is it? It's this one. All right. So you've got a 30-day jump start, assurance program, case review PDF. So where should we start?
The jump start.
Okay, 30-day group jump start coaching programs.
So
and this is a group program. Great. Okay.
Yeah, these are different group programs. And if you scroll down, each of them would have the following component. Yeah. Okay. So those are different types of jumpstart programs.
Okay. And which one are you going to start with? Or is this what you're looking for input on?
No, I was looking for input on what's included, if you scroll down, in terms of pricing and in terms of whether or not you feel that it's a good jumpstart type of thingy.
Okay, so 30 days, and it's a group program as opposed to, there is some private, it looks like, but it's group, which means that in order to offer it, you have to have a certain number. So what are your numbers that you're looking for in the group?
My numbers are between 5 and 10.
Okay. And are you thinking that you would have materials specific to each, or these things you already have that you would incorporate?
Those are things I already have the programs for those.
You already have the programs. Holy cow. Yeah. Okay. Customized workbook with assessment forms and progress tracking sheet. And you already have the workbooks?
Yeah.
Wow. 1 30-minute private goal setting coaching session. 30-day access to Embody 360 with the health planner, the meal plans, the recipes, shopping list, real-time chat, and texting support. So they can real-time chat you and text you?
Yeah.
And you get to put your own recipes, meal plans, shopping lists on there? Fantastic. Yeah, we set up a time to talk to her because I'm interested in finding out more about that. So weekly group coaching sessions, 30-day access. So there'd be four weekly group coaching sessions or three or two. How are you going to do that?
It varies. So for the majority of them, they're weekly group coaching sessions. And then for the cleansing one, it's a 7-day period of time where we do intense group coaching.
Okay. So it would be, so they have their 30-minute initial right at the beginning, right? Because it's a goal setting. Mm-hmm. And you're saying, how many people did you say? 5 to 10. 5 to 10. Okay. So you're going to have 30, so 5 hours, you know, at most 5 hours to be able to do this. Okay, this is what I'm trying to calculate in terms of pricing, right? So that's minimum 5 hours of your time. The weekly group coaching sessions, were they an hour each?
They're usually between 25 to 45 minutes.
Okay. All right. So say there's four of them, right, in a 30-day period. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So four times, let's say 45 minutes. That's requests. It's about 3 hours. So now we have 5 hours plus 3 hours and 30-day access to virtual office hours. So what does that include?
That is, I have like what you do, where you have like your open coaching. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, my Zoom room is open. If somebody dings in, then I, you know, interact with them. If not, I'm doing whatever I'm doing.
And you have this at certain times during the month?
During the week, I have one. On one day, I have it from 9 to 12 in the morning. And then another day in the week, I have it from 2 to 5 in the afternoon.
Wow. So, and you do that every week?
For different time zones and stuff like that.
Okay. And then if people come in, so you just are doing your own work. And if people come in, they know it's just drop in whenever you want to. Does that work? Does
yeah.
that work? Okay. So it doesn't leave you like with all this choppy time. That's my only concern with 3 hour blocks like that, that it would leave you with a lot of chopped up time that somebody comes in, you work with them, then you start just about starting to get to something else done and somebody else comes in and maybe you see four or five people across that 3 hour window, but it's really 3 hours of your time that got chopped up and not able to really be used for something else.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I would think that if it's all, if the number of people in the program is only 5 to 10, that you may want to think about shorter windows.
I have that open time is actually for all of my programs.
So that's for all the programs. Okay.
Yeah.
And how many people on average would you have coming to those?
Well, at this point in time, I have none.
Okay.
So
I'm going to tell you how it works for me, because the mine are for all my programs. And between, like, just say on the consumer side, because that's what you're talking about, we may have anywhere from, I don't know, 100 to 200 people that could potentially come to those calls.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And when we're actually doing a program, there's up to 400 people might be able to come to those calls. And actually, in reality, very few do. So I'd be concerned that if you're opening up these calls that I would say start with an hour twice a week. And then as you see that, oh, there's a lot of people in here, there's a lot more need for this, then you expand it to 2 hours and then you expand it to three. Because I'm just concerned, I'm trying to protect your time, Michelle, right?
There you go. You were frozen.
I was?
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't hear a thing you said.
Oh, wow. What was the last thing you heard?
400 people.
Okay. Possibly. So I said, when I have those open office hours, but there's not a lot of people that come. And so sometimes what happens is they come and then they go, oh, she's got 3 hours. And then they just go, let me ask you another thing and another thing and another thing. And you end up doing a 3 hour coaching call with one person.
Mm.
So my recommendation would be that you have two times. That's great. But you do that initially, it's just 1 hour.
Okay.
And then you see how that goes. And if you see that there's a lot more people than you want to fit in that 1 hour, then you do 2 hours.
Okay.
And then you do 3 hours. Okay.
That makes sense.
Right. Because I was thinking the same thing. I only do it once a month. And I've been thinking I'm just going to expand it twice a month and then I'll expand it to three. You know, I was thinking I was going to expand it, but because of the low turnout that ends up coming, mm-hmm. I haven't done that yet because I really don't want to spend an hour and a half. I don't want to spend an hour and a half of my time to work with three people. It's not an efficient use of my time. So that's what I would recommend. So you have 30, that's perfect. Because if I start adding these hours up potentially, right? So we had 5 hours for the 30-minute coaching calls. We had 3 hours, that's 8 hours. But then if you have two a week, that's 6 times 4 is 24 hours potentially of your time being zonked in with that.
So that's the only reason you froze again.
I froze again? Oh, what did I say last?
You don't want to waste too much time, so you haven't expanded.
Right. So I haven't expanded. So if I look at what you've got so far, you've got 5 hours on the private coaching. You've got 3 hours on the weekly group coaching. Then you've got these virtual office hours that could potentially be zonking 6 hours a week of your time. So 6 times 4 is 24 hours. Right. So now you've gone from 8 hours to 24 plus 8 is 32 hours.
So what if we change that to 2 hours a week?
Yes, that's what I would do. I would drop that down because really you have a weekly group coaching session of 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Why do you need two additional office hours a week? Why don't you just start with one?
Well, I actually, like I said, have that as my quote unquote appeal for all of my programs.
Understand. But right now you're not using it. Right now it's just free time, but you're going to get kind of irritated and resentful when you start to do that. And one person may hog up 45 minutes of your time and now they're getting another private coaching session. Or another time it might be that somebody comes in and then they leave and somebody else comes in 10 minutes later and they leave. And that 3 hours that you thought you were just working and having it open is really not working for you. See what I mean? And then you've gotten them used to that. Mm-hmm. So I'd rather get them used to less, promise less, and give them more. So if you have a weekly group coaching session and once a week office hours, and maybe make it an hour and a half, then you can do that, and you're still giving them great, amazing value twice a week to get access to you.
Okay.
Right? And that's going to free up your time. Because it's always, right now, you're thinking, I have plenty of time. No, 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 no. And you want to get paid for that time, right? You have to make it worth your while.
Okay.
And then you're also giving them a 30-minute action plan. So we've got 10 hours potentially. So say you get 10 people. We've got 10 hours of your time there. We've got 3 hours of the group coaching. That's 13. Then we've got these virtual office hours. If we cut it down to an hour and a half a week, we're talking 4 to 6 hours, right? Okay. So we're looking at about 20 hours of your time to deliver this 30-day program. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so now you want to know what to charge. So what's 30 divided by 10?
300.
Or times 10, 300, right? Mm-hmm. So wait, 30 hours of your time.
It's 3 hours per person.
It's 3 hours per person, right. 3 hours per person, right? So then you have to look at how much you want to charge per person. So 3 hours per person. Your time, you want to be billing at minimum, what, $75, $800 an hour, something in that range?
But now the 3 hours is based on my maximum capacity.
Yes. That's what I want to figure out. Like if you were to do this program for 10 people and it's going to cost you, what did we say, 20 hours of your time?
Uh-huh.
Okay, 20 hours of your time. How much do you want to get paid for 20 hours of your time?
I would say $2,000.
$2,000. Okay. So you want it minimally to be $200 a person. Minimally. But realistically, are you really going to get 10 of them in all the time, right? Mm-hmm. So I would say you probably want to charge them minimum $300 a person, probably more like $400 or $500 a person to be realistic.
I was thinking of $497.
Perfect. You got it. That's where I would go. I didn't want to choke you, you know, get you choked up by saying too much, but $500 would be very reasonable for this.
Well, I think, again, it's about value. And I think that there's a lot of value in here that I'm comfortable with the $497.
Great. So if you get your full 10, then you've made $5,000 instead of two, which you deserve to make. Right?
Yeah. Because the reality is that what we haven't factored in here is, in terms of our timing, is the back and forth chatting. And when I put people on a tracker, I have to assess their track. So every morning I go in and I see where people are and I give them feedback. And so that takes up a lot of my time. You know,
How much time would you think that it takes?
Well, it just really varies on in terms of how needy certain groups are or certain people are, and then also how many people there are.
Right.
So it's really hard to say, you know. And then there's certain people that they'll send you like 5 texts in a day, and then there are other people who don't text you at all. And then you know, and then when I look at the tracker, there are certain people that they're tracking and their numbers are looking good. And then there are other people who aren't tracking. So I have to give them a nudge. And then there are other people that I have to troubleshoot. So it just really varies.
You had a group of 10 people. Would you say on average, this was an hour to two a day of your time?
Yes.
Okay. So there you go. That's a whole extra dimension here, right? So we had the 20 hours. And then let's say we say on the low end, it's average of an hour. That's 50 hours of your time. So now if you charge $497, you're back down to your same, what you initially said was $2,000. Mm-hmm. What you would want to get for 20 hours of your time. So $500 is what you would want to get for 50 hours of your time, which is what this is probably going to take you.
Yeah.
Okay. So absolutely. So your minimum would be $497. Okay. And you can do pilot of it that way, right? And then you may want to go in and look to see what are some of the things you can tweak in here. Maybe the chat and texting is support is they need to get their text chats to you by 9 a.m. in order for it to be read that day. So that you have all day going in and they're going, wait, I wrote to you, but you didn't write back to me. And it was like 5 in the afternoon.
Let them know that I check all the texts at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yep, exactly. Check everything at 8 o'clock in the morning. And if you don't get in by then I'll review next day.
Yeah, okay.
Michelle, is there a way that you can outsource part of this work?
If I'm monitoring people, outsourcing doesn't work because then I would have to be communicating with the outsourced person. And that in itself is time.
Well, I'm just thinking about keywords. Let's say that you give this health trackers, right? And maybe there are some keywords that you want this VA to look for. You know, that could be some of the foods. Okay. In page X, they're talking about, look at this person. They're eating a lot of gluten. They're eating a lot of cheese. They're eating a lot of sugar. So maybe you can get somebody to just highlight to you who are the people who need your immediate attention instead of you communicating. I don't know, just a thought to kind of save you time, you know, and just to get a summary.
That's a great idea. And I think also it's going to be the kind of thing where she hasn't done this for bigger groups. So once she gets the 5 to 10 consistently in a group, you're going to tweak this left and right, right? You're going to go, I'm not giving that anymore. Oops, okay, I'm going to do that. Oh, I like more of that. Oh, very few people take advantage of the chat and the texting support. So that's a great thing. Like I started incorporating into my high-end programs, unlimited quick SOS kind of interaction. Okay.
Yeah. Right?
Because when I had listed it as you get 2 a month SOS calls for 10 minutes each, that people would at the end of the program and at the end of a year, they go, well, I only took 2 of those. So therefore you owe me this much time. So I would say, no, it's unlimited. And then they wouldn't ask me at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's really what the chat is, because usually it's people who, as I said, and it's also like a comfort thing. They want to know somebody's there.
That's exactly
right.
And
they do that in the beginning, and then after that, they don't really bother you.
Exactly. And that's why I think you'll see that your time is much more at the beginning than as they go along. Yeah. And I think that, you know, you might down the road be looking at what Maria is saying as you expand and grow, that you have assistants that you take on, you know, maybe it's an apprentice type thing that you take on even to work with you on it. Or somebody who, what some people do is they invite people who've been really good going through their program who would like to continue to get the support to on a trade, you know, okay, but I want you to help me monitor this and I'll let you do it for free the next time or something like that. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of ways to get that kind of help. I remember doing a program ages ago. Milana Leshinsky did this program on marketing. And it was my very first marketing program is like on all this stuff. And I just really ran with it. And at the end of it, she says, I'm going to run this again. Would you be willing to be a student mentor to the next group? And you'll continue to have access. And I'm like, sure. So I did that. And that's a good way to get people encouraged. And I know that who does that? Susan Pierce Thompson does that too with people in her group. She invites people who are graduates to come back in and help to mentor the next people coming through. So those are all kinds of things you can do. But all except for the things we just talked about to cut down on your actual time, I think this looks great.
Okay.
Yep. And if you already have those little books already for this stuff, holy cow, you've got it made. Now, would you be taking people into, with the group calls, would you be running these sequentially? Like one person might be in digestive and one person might be in adrenal. Or are you just running a program and the coaching calls are all?
No, I'm not doing all 8 at one time. So I kind of rotate them. So, or in my mind, I'm rotating them. Right now, I don't have anything up and running. I've tried to get different ones off the ground and I just haven't been able to get any kind of response, period. So
here's what I'm thinking. It, other than the cleanse, which is different, on these others, which are 1-monthers, is there any reason why you can't invite people to come in and choose their topic that they want to work on? And then when they finish that one, the next they can renew and choose the next topic. And then the group coaching calls are people in different ones, right?
Well, actually, that's the way I've done them in the past, where these are 30, these are 30-day, with the exception of the cleanse, as you said.
Yeah.
And the heart math, those have to be standalones. But the other ones are basically their own standalone 30-day program, with where the menus and all of that stuff is different. And I just haven't done any kind of group coaching with that, because, you know, I would have like one person doing digestive, another person doing blood sugar, another person doing autoimmune. They're all different. And so there was no group coaching component of that. And so that's where the open office call, the open office hours, was more critical in that particular type of package.
And how have you gotten people into these in the past?
Well, I haven't. That's my big problem.
So you've created all these, but you haven't run them yet.
The only one that I've been able to get people in has been the seasonal cleanse. I was able to get people into that. But I haven't, I just haven't had any kind of movement at all, period.
Now, you know? What have you tried that hasn't worked?
I feel like I've been trying everything. From online workshops to sitting on Facebook to sending out newsletters to having little workshops in the community. And so I will schedule all of these things and I will show up, but I don't have anybody there.
So you'll schedule a community workshop and nobody shows up?
Yeah.
They say they're going to. So you don't take a deposit, you just do a free community workshop.
Yeah.
Okay. And how many people are you sending a newsletter out to?
I have a cold list of 700.
Okay. So when you say cold list, meaning you haven't been keeping up with them?
No, cold list meaning non-responsive. So my open rate is maybe 5%.
Okay. And how have you gotten them on your list?
Oh, it's been so long now. I don't even remember.
Okay. So they're cold because you haven't. So I think what you have to do is warm them up. And you know what? This is something that Jane did last year when she started her cleanse. She had this list of her colon hydrotherapy clients and people that she'd known over the years, but she just like lost track with them for like 3 years. So she didn't even know what her open rate was. So she decided that she did this warm-up campaign and she just started warming them up. And she started to get them to actually take action and click, but to get free stuff. So if you were to say, okay, I'm going to start with the blood sugar balancing one. And you just started to open up and say, like, really sit with what's going to make these things people open, right? If you haven't written to them in a long time, they're like, who the heck is Michelle Gamble, maybe, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a matter of, wow, it's been such a long time. I haven't talked to you in a while. Or something that's going to get up their curiosity to get them to open. And then tell them what you're up to. Like, not what you're up to, like I'm about to do a program. But hey, you know, I've been doing all this work and I'm really excited about sharing what I just, you know, some new information, cutting edge information about blood sugar. You know, click here and I've got this. Or a recipe or something that they're going to be interested in. But you got to get them interested. And you also have to look at, well, okay, if you've got this list, how did you get them in the first place? How did this 700 get collected in the first place?
Like I said, I don't even recall how I got them because it's been several years that I had it. And like you said,
I was
doing all kinds of other things. And now I'm going back to doing the health and wellness because
okay.
This list was acquired when we had the retreat sanctuary in Georgia.
Okay.
And, you know, 7 years have passed since then. So I don't even recall people on the list who they are.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you this. So what kind of freebies do you have that you can offer? Like what are you going to be offering for when you talk on my thing in a few days? Because this is a way to get some fresh names on.
If Lynn, do you have that file with that? The one I just sent you with the freebies for the heart song?
Did you send it to my email? Because I can look it up in my email.
I sent it to Lynn and Jan and I think Lori.
Laura, okay. Laura. So I won't have it. She has to get it to me. Or just resend it to me. Send it to nept@drritamarie.com.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think that goes back to, if you watched the thing that we have in the PBSS on list building, PJ Von Hull.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because she had some good ideas in there of stuff that you could do right away to start warming up an audience. And you're going to be on my Facebook Live, so you can follow up with that, right? You want to have something that's so engaging that they're going to say, oh, I want that, and they're going to sign up with you. But I think if you're going through a cold audience and you want to start to offer a $500 program, you're going to hit resistance. Okay? I think you have to start with some really low-end stuff.
Okay, so I just sent you something.
Okay.
How about Facebook ads to get new traction? Mm-hmm. I mean, not spend a shitload of money, maybe $5 a day for a month and just try it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, that would go to an opt-in. You want them that to be a hot opt-in that they're going to really want. Right.
And then she can offer some of her freebies, whatever.
You can offer a freebie. And you know what works pretty well is the $7. You get the freebie and then you offer the $7 something. Recipe guide, checklists, something that's worth it. Okay, it just came in.
So the freebies on there is number one, the app. And number two, they can also listen to the tracks on the website. And then what I sent you is the blueprint of the heart and soul, which shows the different correspondences with the colors and the sounds and the essential oils and things of that nature.
Okay. So this is something they can request.
Yes.
Okay. And this is
something often
we'll be talking about. Okay.
Yeah.
And you'll describe what this, because I'm looking at this going, oh, what is this, right? So hopefully you'll be able to describe this. And I would say, let's do a screen share so you can even show this.
And yes, we'd show it. And actually, I may actually make it the background for my Zoom.
Okay.
So that it will be showing in the background and I can, you know, turn and refer to it as we're talking.
Beautiful. Okay. And then where did you say the other freebies? There were other freebies or is this?
The other freebies, if you go to my website, let me send.
I have something in your
Sankofahealing.com.
Yeah. Okay.
And if you click on programs.
Yep.
And go down to Heart Song.
There's no getting it. Okay, so this is your giving them direct, no opt-in required.
Yeah, so if you scroll down, you see all the different tracks that they can listen to, and there's no opt-in required for that.
So, but that you're selling this, what are you selling for $497?
No, the $497 is for the program, to do the 30-day program. But that's they can... Not- Here, they can click on any of these tracks and they can listen to the tracks.
Okay, so what I would recommend is that you move this special value buy now, move it to be underneath the program, not underneath the tracks.
Okay.
Okay, and my recommendation would be to separate this, to have an opt-in before this.
Yeah.
Or this thing. You can still let them see this, but I would have an opt-in. So that they can get these tracks for free.
How about if she has one over there and then click here to get more or something like that?
Exactly. That's what I would do.
Give them a sample. Pick one of that you know that is one of the favorites, you know, that people really like it. And mm-hmm. then click here and that will have them to actually put their name, whatever, whatever. The other thing that because you have so many over there, it's a lot, you know.
Overwhelming.
The link, you could create, put this in a page that doesn't show up to people, and your email or offer goes straight to three of them or something like that, you know, or five if you want. But, and then as they go through the website, they're going to see the same thing, but at least you're engaging them with a few only, yeah, in a totally separate page that they don't have access. Only you give them access once they click.
Now, I would say this is a little confusing because we come here and it says buy the album for $9.99, share the album. But then it's down here, it shows them, oh, it's 99 cents per?
Yes.
But then they get to hear just a sampling of it.
Yeah, they can hear it, but they can't download it.
Okay, so they can hear the whole thing.
Yeah, but so they would have to be on the site to hear it as opposed to downloading it onto their device.
So I think that needs to be stated somewhere to make it clear to people.
Okay.
All right, because it's real, it's confusing. If people get confused, they're not going to see this. Plus, if you want them to be looking at the program, they're looking at this, they're not going to even notice that there's a program thing over here.
Oh, okay.
So I would be, I like what Maria had said, but let me think about how to do this. I would want this to be the whole page and nothing else to click on this page other than to buy you the program.
Okay.
Right? And this thing should be moved over, but this sidebar should be gone. And okay, then
take that out and put it on a completely different page like Maria said.
Yep.
And have a link on there to hear a sample of the harmonics, click, and they yep. opt in. Okay.
Yep. Okay, so let me see. You want to make sure this is really benefit rich. So heart song, there's no greater gift. To feel powerless against emotions, feeling you're being held back by powerful emotional angers, powerless against the leaping old scripts and people learn to break away from. I would separate these things because this is the pain point, right? Do you feel powerless, etc.? So what mm-hmm. I've got, that's the pain points. Mm-hmm. This is a solution. Mm-hmm. And I would make it a different font. I would make it look different. I would put this in color, this top thing, and maybe even like this pinky red type of thing.
Uh-huh.
Do you feel powerless against depleting emotions such as anger, fear, doubt, confusion, anxiety? I take out the et cetera.
Okay.
It just weakens it, I think. Feeling, are you feeling? Do you feel? So this is different tenses. So you want to keep your tenses the same. Do you feel okay. powerless against? Do you feel like you're being held back by powerful emotional anchors? Do you feel powerless against the looping of old scripts and painful memories? If so, I have the solution.
Okay.
And then that would be in a, so this would be in one color. Then in another color would be, if so, I have the solution. So this would be bigger.
Mm-hmm.
The next one would be slightly smaller. Then you'd go into learn to break away from the reliving the past, release yourself from the ghosts of it. I would say I have a solution. It's definitely possible for you too. Then I would make this a bulleted list. Learn to break away from the reliving the past. Release yourself from the ghosts of that. Learn how to listen to your heart. Explore how to trust your divine and true self. Discover your heart song. That would be a bulleted list from learn all the way to the end of heart song. Bulleted list.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing after that would be a new, you'd put a space, you'd put that as a, and in a different color. After all, your heart knows all because it was born of the heart and soul of the world. Okay. And then you go into more of the description. So now you've caught them, you've interested them. But right now, and mm-hmm. this is me, this is how I feel about a lot of text. I'm like, I'm confused as to where to start. Because it's okay. too much text. But if you break it up with different sizes, different mm-hmm. colors, and then different format. So okay. you've got this nice centered big, headline. Then you have a subhead. Hey, if so, I have some solutions for you. Or I have the answers for you. I have some things for you to try or strategies or however you feel most comfortable saying it.
Okay.
And then you say, with my powerful tools, you can. Then you have the bulleted list.
Okay.
So you're teaching them how to think about this information. You're chunking it down and compartmentalizing it for them. And okay. Then this one's a very powerful line that needs to be separated out. After all, your heart knows all. I would be make that capital. Mm-hmm. Because it was born of the heart and soul of the world.
Okay.
Just keep it interesting.
Okay.
Okay, and then they're going to go, well, what is this? What is she talking about here? Okay, then they're going to want to read. But right now, they just look and they see this thing over here. They see this thing here, and they go, what is all this? I'm confused. Goodbye.
Okay.
Right? I do that with a lot of people's emails, their blog posts, because it's just like this blocks and blocks of text that doesn't guide my eyes through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so contrary to popular thought, change, and think about your paragraphs, like in each paragraph or every other paragraph, find something to bold that's going to guide them through.
Okay.
Like, contrary to popular thought, changes when I believe in behavior is not simply that's going to catch their attention. It's not simply a matter of positive thinking. And if I'm scrolling the page, what's not simply a matter of positive thinking? Then I'm going to want to go back and read the before that.
Mm-hmm.
This will function. That's a short enough paragraph. You can leave it. When emotions is in sync with the body, mind, and soul, the miracle of healing can occur. That's powerful. That's what you want to focus them on. And then you can explain it. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You want to guide them to actually read your content by making certain words and phrases just stand out and grab their attention.
Okay.
If it's ringing for them, they will continue to read. Make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, the wording is good. You've got a lot of good languaging in here, what you will learn. And whenever you have a bulleted list, I wouldn't center it. It's distracting. I would back it. Left justified.
Left justified. Okay.
Yep. Okay. So now you have a free blueprint download. This is good because you're going to catch them. Even if they don't buy, you want to catch their names and follow up with them. Well, let's see. Let me just see where that belongs there. To understand the relationship, to recognize depleted patterns, we're skilled at the transformational foundational techniques. I would give them a command, you know, download your free blueprint, but I'm not sure that's the place for it.
Okay.
But you get the blueprint after you sign up for the program.
No,
they can opt in. That was like a link. They can opt in.
Well, then you probably want to make it bigger.
I would put it after the bulleted list.
Yeah.
And you've talked about what they're going to learn. For a sample, download your free, or, you know, for an overview of what we're going to accomplish or something to describe what the blueprint, like what's the value of the blueprint for them?
Okay.
You know, to see a glimpse of the blueprint or to see the blueprint or something, download here now. Like give them the command. When somebody sees the words free blueprint download, it's like, okay, free blueprint. It says download your free blueprint. Oh, okay. Right? Because you're telling me what to do. Don't be afraid to tell people what to do. Click here now. Opt in here now. Take this quiz now. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I guess the free download blueprint actually goes with integrating the use of essential oils, harmonics, colors. That's really where it should go.
Then I would reverse the order so that's their last one.
Okay.
And then put the blueprint so that it's out of line with that because it gets lost in this paragraph, in this bulleted list, right?
Mm-hmm.
Program and go, I take off subscribe to our newsletter. That's where you can put download your free blueprint. That's where I would put it.
Oh, that's part of my footer that's on every page.
You can't do a special page that doesn't have that?
I can look and see about doing that.
And don't tell people to subscribe to your newsletter. Tell them to get something for free from you because nobody wants your newsletter. But they do want your blueprint or they do want your recipe or they do want your checklist. So you can change that on all your pages instead of, you know, you can say, give them something. Because when they subscribe to your newsletter, what do? They just get on a list? Do you send them something immediately?
Each month we send out, you know, health articles and recipes and stuff like that in the newsletter.
So what can you give them right now? So if that box shows up on every page in your site, you want to capitalize on it. So instead of it saying subscribe to our newsletter, download my free recipe guide or figure out what you want to give them initially to get them a taste of your work. And then you can say underneath it, you'll also receive a free subscription to my monthly health tips and recipes newsletter.
Okay.
Right? As long as that's going to be on every page, do it that way.
Okay.
Okay?
And then in terms of the content of the program?
Of this program? Well, I don't know enough about it. It'd take me longer to figure out what whether it's the right thing.
No, not the value, but just the overview.
Personal workbook, 11 guided. Yeah. You don't have anything on pricing here. Oh, you have over here. Especially, yeah, so this needs to be over here.
Okay. Yeah, so we're going to take out the tracks and put it on something separate and then...
Yep. And this takes up the whole page. And you might want to think of a value justification section. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah, where you say the quote-unquote value and then what your cost
is. Yeah, you said if you were to work with me one-on-one to learn this, it would cost you $5,000. If you were to go away to a healing center and learn this stuff, it would cost you this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the personal ebook alone is worth this. Mm-hmm. Plus, you're going to get 11 guided sessions, 10 25-minute group sessions. And, yeah, you can give a value to each of those lines.
Yeah, usually I put those in parentheses.
Yep.
Value,
yep.
Blah, blah, yak, right. Yak.
And then you say total value, $1,500. Mm-hmm. Special now, buy now, special $4.99.
Special offer.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. All right.
Do you do any risk reversal, like guarantee money back, anything like that?
No, I haven't done anything like that.
Start to take a look at a few pages and see how you like the wording, because it does increase the sales. Because people are like, I don't know about this, but they go, oh, well, she's going to let me try it out for, you know, 10 days or 15 days or 30 days or whatever. It's worth it. I can try it.
Because since it's a short program, you know,
yeah, how long is it? How long is this? How long do you anticipate? It doesn't say, right?
Say it again.
It doesn't say how long this program is going to take them to do. So you may want to add that in there.
Oh yeah, that's true. It's a 30-day program, but it's the content is heavy in the first 21 days.
Okay. So give them 7 days to evaluate it. Give them 48 hours, 72 hours or something, you know, but 7 days is probably reasonable. Try this out for 7 days. If you don't notice, if you aren't experiencing a noticeable difference in your peace and serenity and how you're feeling and how you're showing up in the world, just contact us for a full refund. It's scary to do that. It's scary to say that. But you know what? If people don't like it, they're going to ask you for a refund anyway, whether you have a policy or not. Mm-hmm. You're going to have more people that sign up if they know that there's a risk reversal.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So you can really enhance this thing, do what we talked about before. And I think you're going to have a much better, and then you got to start driving traffic to it.
Okay.
Okay. And if you're going to send, where are we sending my folks to?
To this page.
Yeah. But from, yeah, you want to collect your name.
Hold on a second. Maybe I can forward that email that I sent to her.
Yeah, because I want you to send them to a place where it says download my free blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's where it is.
You're here and I'll send it to you.
Hold on a second if I can.
And I would actually put on that page, and I'll also send you 2 or 3 free tracks.
Yeah, let me find.
And then you can put it 2 or 3 free tracks on that page.
Hold on a second.
Sure. Sure. While she's looking for that, anybody else have any comments or questions? Let's see, I'm going to stop the share.
I'm going to forward this to you.
Okay.
Because it has the, where did it go?
Huh. Eva said, same here, and I don't know what that means. What does that mean? It's the only thing I see in the chat. I bet I got knocked out. I bet there was some stuff in the chat before and I got internet out, internet pushed out or something.
I just lost you and everybody was asking and it was the same thing. I could not hear.
So it sounds like I got booted out my internet because I didn't see anybody's stuff before that. I just see same here. So that's what sounds like happening.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to open up while I'm waiting. Did you send it to Michelle?
Yeah, I sent it. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to open it, Michelle.
And actually, I can put it in the chat now that I thought about it.
Oh, yeah, if it's just a link. That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, there's the link.
Okay, I got Isabel's, and then I'm going to go into the chat, and I will click that. Are you guys still seeing my screen?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Screen.
Okay, so heart song. I would center that heart song, and I would put your name.
Okay.
Heart song. With Michelle Gamble. Receive your free copy of the Blueprint of the Heart and Soul today. Email address. Yeah. Okay. And then you might even say, as a bonus, I'll include a few, you know, three tracks or one track or two tracks or something from my Heart Song album, CD.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I would center this one, Show Me My Heart, in the middle.
Okay, I'll have to figure out how to do that.
Did you create these yourself? Are they templates or something?
Yes, everything I've been working on, yeah.
Is a template. See if they have it. If not, don't worry about it, but it would be nice. It's just a little extra. Because you got this centered. You should be able to see.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what you will. So we'll talk about this, and we'll talk about Heart Song and what it means and why it's so valuable. And then what should happen in your back end is that they opt in here, they get that, you deliver, but you also send them to the 497 program and you say, you know, to dig deep with this with me and really, you know, however what your benefits are. Mm-hmm. Here, click here and check out my 30-day program.
Okay.
And so that automatically when people opt in for this, they get into that link, that 30-day program. And I would do it with maybe an email or two that really, or just one email that really connects with them in that email. Like come from the essence of Michelle, like the love and the caring that you have and how important it is to let their heart song out and just like reiterate some of the real benefits of this in that email and connect with them. And then say, you know what, I'd love to spend 30 days with you exploring this. Click here to find out more how we can do that.
And then you put the download on there at the bottom or middle?
No, then you put the link to this page.
No, but the free download has to be in that email somewhere.
Oh, you'd give it to them. You'd give them a link to the blueprint. You'd say, hey, thank you for signing up for my Heart and Soul Blueprint. Here's a link. Here's where you can find it.
Okay.
And then you reiterate all the value of it. This is a blueprint I put together. It's taken me years. I've worked with it with lots of clients. I've helped people to unleash. You just go through some of the value and how when you start to do this, and I'm also going to give you on that page, I'm going to give you a couple of tracks. Listen to those tracks. Really absorb them in. Help yourself find your heart song. I'm just making this up because I really don't know your content that well.
Yeah.
But just, you can get the idea, the gist of it. And then, I'd love to be able to spend 30 days. This is just a taste of what, you know, we can do. The value is so immense, and these are the benefits. And I'd love to be able to spend 30 days with you exploring this and helping you get in touch with your own heart song. If you're interested, find out more, click here, and then you send them to that page that you're going to revamp that has, you know, compelling copy. Get them to sign up.
Okay. And then you can say about the 7 days guarantee, whatever thing, that would be spend 30 days and maybe put in there and get your money.
No, I wouldn't do that.
No?
No. Get them there. You get them to send it. You get them salivating.
Yeah.
You get them wanting it. And then they go, oh, $497. I don't know this person from a hole in the wall. I just saw her on Facebook and I don't know. And then you say, hey, risk reversal. If you're not feeling, I'm so confident that this stuff works. If you apply it for 7 days, and you're not feeling a difference in your calmness, your clarity, your enjoyment of life, then I'll just give you your money back. This is my air. I'm Kevin. How you doing, sweetie?
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So just a one
yeah
suggestion. Can you hear me?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay, yeah. Okay, good. So with, I know I do this with Lead Page. So what you can actually do is with Lead Page, when they opt in, you get their email address and you send them an email or your free gift, you can actually redirect them to another page, which I've done in the past, is to redirect them to invite them to a webinar. So that's available in Lead Page. I don't know what kind of backend you're taking the opt-in information, but that's another way. If you're getting, you can set a date, like maybe a month or 2 months out, and have a webinar, and people that opt in right now could also sign up for the webinar.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I was going to do was take the recording of the interview with Dr. Rita Marie,
yeah,
and turn that into a video, and they can click on learn more here, mm-hmm. click, and they instantly get the interview.
Yep. Yep.
Because, you know, webinars are kind of, you know, I would always have to be creating more webinars, you know. And
or you can create it.
That's more, true, know. But people want to know you. They want to get.
Yeah, they do want to get to know you more.
Yeah, well, that's yeah. one of the ways that, you know, I create different interviews so that I'm not, because I have different programs. So, you know, I don't have 50 million webinars going all the time. And so I have, you know, I have recordings of webinars and recordings of things that I've done in the past.
That'll work. That'll work. I mean, you could, I would periodically think about doing a webinar once a month, perhaps.
Yeah, I do.
Where you're really connecting and driving all these people who opt in to go to that.
Well, that's the, like I said, that's the thing. I have webinars and stuff like that. It's just that I'm not getting anyone to show up. So like I just had one where I was talking with these therapists about neuroplasticity and how autistic children are able to make these tremendous leaps and grow their brain and create new patterns in their brains. And I didn't have anybody show up, so I recorded it, and then
So there's something going on that needs to be worked on. So where things need to be worked on. You have great content. You have great back end stuff. You have great ideas. You just don't have the leads. You need the leads.
I don't have the funnel. Yeah.
You even have the funnel. I mean, when we look at this, you do have a funnel, sort of. You just you need the leads. So it's traffic and conversion. You can't convert if you don't have traffic.
Exactly.
So traffic comes first. So we need to get you more traffic. So hopefully this one, I don't have a huge Facebook following, but it's 8,000. It's a lot more than what you have on your list. So over the course of days, usually we get 1,000 to 2,000 watches on any of those videos we put up.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And that's usually within 24 hours, we're up to 1,000 watches.
Wow.
You could get one of these webinars that you recorded to be your Facebook thing, you know, your ad, you know, click here to buy and link them straight to this page that they can listen to it. You already recorded. You have no cost on that. The only thing is to invest.
Yeah. So I think, you know, you want to start with low cost, and you already have low cost. You don't have to create anything. You've got your 99 album. Right. So when you get people to opt in, I would actually immediately take them funnel wise. What I would have is the freebie is the blueprint, mm-hmm. and then the tripwire, which is the first thing for them to buy, would be your $9.99 album, mm-hmm. and then you lead them from there into your program.
Okay.
All right. And so you have that back end. You already have the pieces. You just have to set up the connections there.
Okay.
Because what now you're doing is you're bombarding them with that on both, all on one page. People will spend $9.99, especially if you give them, if they opt in to get the blueprint and you bring them to a page that says, the blueprint is on its way to you in your inbox. While you're waiting, why don't you listen to a few tracks from my album? You know, you can download the whole thing for $9.99, or you can download individual segments for 99 cents. So you give them the information they need. Like when it's there now, you have to make them guess what they're supposed to do. Okay. You gotta tell them. They're not all as smart as you are, right? They don't make those connections. They're brain fogged, remember? So you gotta tell them. Oh, whoa, just for just $9.99, you can have all of these tracks and you can listen to them. And what I recommend you do, because they will have heard you speak somewhere, right? Or somehow they got to know this thing about heart song. What I would recommend you do is, you know, however you recommend people do it. Listen to one each day, listen to one for 10 days, and then listen to the next one. Whatever you're thinking, give them the information right there. Mm-hmm. And then allow them to download them and have them on their own.
Okay.
Right. Isabel, how much do you pay for LeadPage?
Oh, LeadPage a year, about $300-something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, less than $400.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I bought it, I got 2 years worth for like $800, and I got the high end, like extra
okay.
one, you know, the mm-hmm. enterprise edition or something.
Yeah, and I had someone set up a template for me, and I just use the same one and have different content.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Pretty easy to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this makes sense, Michelle?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Okay.
Good. Yeah, absolutely. You're welcome. I'm looking forward to having that conversation with you.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Thanks.
All right. So Isabel, I just brought up your...
Okay. So before you look at the lab, I just want to give you like a 5-minute update of how, you know, we did a 2-hour business kind of session.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. How did that go?
So like all the suggestions that you made, I somehow found a reason not to do it, like sitting on my butt and not to do it. But okay. So then I went on your event, right? And then I received an email from Keldy and said, well, if you have a free gift. At first I was like, no, I don't. But then I thought of it as, well, I do, it's just not perfect. You know, I do have stuff that I can give. So it's like, okay, fine. I'm going to just use that free gift and use my lead page to with the opt-in page. So I have everything built from a while ago. So I used it. And then I got 70 people opt in from, you know, from that. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, 70 people, what do I do now? I need to follow up, right? And then so I looked into the emails I've sent in the past and I was like, oh, I could reuse this one. So I actually have a lot of stuff already.
Yes.
Like you said, you know, the 2 email follow up and I have that. And then I don't have the tripwire yet because the block from you was that I on my website, I don't have capability to sell it, put a shopping cart in yet, or I don't know how to do that yet.
To PayPal.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's what I do. PayPal, that's what I do.
Google cart. You mm-hmm. don't need anything more than that.
That's right. So So it's just funny. I have a lot of stuff. I'm now re-ramping it, and at first I'm sitting on the free gift. I want to do a digestive like SOS and redo the whole thing. I started.
Right.
Yeah, I started, but I got stuck. So I kind of put it aside. And when, you know, when the time comes to, you know, you need to get this to me soon, I looked back and the free gift was leaky gut. It's a report about leaky gut. It's good information, but it's like a lot of information. It's not what I would give out as a free gift. So, but when the time came, I just kind of looked in my toolbox and it's there.
Okay. So done is better than perfect. Taking perfect action. And going back for me, I was like, okay, I need to do these free things. What am I going to do? I have to create some, and you're thinking about this. And I just went, well, in the meantime, while I make my perfect freebie, I have this dessert recipe guide that I created for a class I did. I'll just put that up. So for like 2 years, I had this dessert book. And it might have even been 3 years that got me a bunch of opt-ins because who doesn't want decadently delicious desserts? It wasn't my perfect opt-in. It didn't have all the stuff, but I collected names, right?
Yeah.
The other thing I did was I'm like, oh, I'm going to be on Kevin Gianni's radio show. He has tens of thousands of people there. I would like to collect some of those names. And so I quickly threw together a book of green recipes that I did for a class, like, you know, a little article on greens and 5 recipes. And I had them go there. I got 1,000 opt-ins.
Wow.
Okay. So take imperfect action.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You connected with people and then I'm surprised you only got 70.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised you didn't get more. But it was like on a page with a gazillion other links. So that's really
Mm-hmm.
But, you know. And had we had all those links then and there and said, go there. So one mm-hmm. other trick I'll tell you is if you're going to be on something, make sure you have your link ready to go. Mm-hmm. It's an easy to say link, not go to isabella.com/blah blah/blah. They're not going to remember it. So I own about 300 custom URLs in GoDaddy.
Oh,
because I'll okay. go, oh, what am I going to say? How am I going to easily say, get this? Mm. Oh, okay. I think it was greenfoodmagic.com. Mm. That's what I used to send them to this green stuff. So I could say that, they'll remember it. There's no like, how did you spell that? Were there two R's or one? Right? Because if I try to send them to Dr. Rita Marie anything, they're screwed, right? Because even just spelling my name is screwy with a DR before it. So you just think about that. So think about a few URLs, like digestion SOS, like find a URL that has that SOS digestion. And then if you're on a webinar, if you're on something, a Facebook Live with somebody, something like you did the other day, you go, oh, I have this really cool little blah, blah. You describe it. You just go to gutsos.com. Mm. Who can't remember that?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Okay.
So think about some really simple URLs for what you do mm-hmm. and then send them there and just buy them. They cost like $7 a year. Can't go wrong with that, right? $7 a year, get a bunch of them that kind of think you think you're going to use and just start using them. And we send things. We're doing this stuff now with digestion. HappyBellyRecipes.com, HappyBellyChecklist.com, GutHealingQuiz.com. I just buy these URLs. If I decide I don't need them, I dump them. But for $7 a year, mm-hmm. it makes it real easy to tell somebody. If you're out at the supermarket, right? Mm. And they go, blah, blah, blah. And oh, I have this really cool recipe guide. Would you like to get it? It's just at this GutSOS.com. Mm. Right? Makes it real easy. And then you can give it out easily, and then more people will get it. Make sense? The other thing you can do with lead pages, and you're already paying for it, mm-hmm. is you can set up lead digits.
Oh, okay. I think that's upgrade. I don't have that yet.
Oh, maybe that's because I paid a little bit more.
Yeah, you pay a little bit more. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I have and it's mm-hmm. wonderful because I just give them a thing. And I just say, so just type GutSOS to this number. And they usually have like not even a seven digit.
Yeah.
It's a five mm-hmm. digit number. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Isabel, I thought about it. You said that you have this long coaching or webinars and is not a freebie. Is there a chance that you can review part of it and just give away part of the talk so they can have, you know, a little sample of something that you're talking, maybe a 3 or 5 minute that is a section of that?
Yeah, I am working on that. My daughter is actually helping me extract some of the webinar. But I didn't record a lot of the ones that I did before. So, yeah.
Next time.
So now I'm beginning to record them. And
I guess so in worst case scenario, you can always give the mm-hmm. audio version of it. At least they can hear
you.
Oh,
that's right. I could extract the audio version of it.
Or just actually, you know what? Mm-hmm. Why don't you just record an audio and give that as a freebie so you don't have to worry about anything, any recorded thing they've done.
Then mm-hmm. editing something is to just re-record it. Get on your Zoom mm-hmm. and blah, blah. Even if you just have one slide, if you wanted a video, you have one slide or a couple of recipes that you already have and then you talk. And you can real quick and easy to make videos that way.
Yeah, yeah. I tried to yesterday. I did a video on making the coconut wrap dessert. So, but my internet is unstable. I wanted to do webinar on Zoom so I could record it at the same time and going live. But my live won't work because of my internet. But I end up doing, I did it just with my cell phone.
Do it with your own.
Yeah, I just couldn't.
You don't even need internet, right? If you just get on your, like I'm here. If I just started up my Zoom without having to be on internet and talking, I could just record it straight mm-hmm. through mm-hmm. without anybody there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll start doing that more.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody will know.
The other thing to do is you go in the kitchen and you get one of these things or I can't find the other one, but one of these things. And this peels off and it sticks and you can stick it on the counter. and it tingles in all kinds of directions.
Oh, let me see that. Okay. A sticky thing.
And the sticky thing sticks, and it comes off, and it doesn't leave marks or anything. And if it if it gets unsticky, you're supposed to just wet it. And it's called
that's for the phone, right?
To hold the phone. It's for the phone, and you stick your phone in there like this. Let me see. You open it, and then you stick your phone in, and then it snaps.
But when you record on the phone, the format or the dimension is kind of long, right? It's not. I did it that way once. I did it that way once, horizontal, but it still came out.
Do you have a Samsung?
A long time ago, there was a
I have a Samsung.
That's it. You have the problem. So a Samsung has a problem. I know. They said that they are going to fix it when I went to buy my new phone, and they said, no, they fixed it. They have not fixed it.
They haven't fixed it. Because it used to be like that on here. It wasn't for a while, and then it was, and I'd start it, but I found out that it was, if I started it this way, and I would type it, and then I would flip it, then it would be a problem, and it would stay this way, and it would be at this angle, and it was horrible. So what I do now is I turn it this way, and then I, you know, go into Facebook Live, and then I hit stop, and it's already this way, and it does record that way.
Okay. Yeah, my phone doesn't, so yeah, so I have to use my computer to record.
Yeah. And you have regular Zoom, not Zoom webinar, right? Or do you have
Zoom? I have Zoom webinar. That's how I could get on live on Facebook.
Yeah. Do you have a wired connection as opposed to just a...
No, I don't have. I have it here in my office, but not outside in the kitchen. So I could try to do that.
Yeah. Can you run it by a very long cable?
My computer doesn't have the hookup, the jack
adapter.
For hardwire. I need an adapter. I could get an adapter for it.
I have two of them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah, and that way you just hook it up, because I did that once from a pier to go downstairs into the living room here, because I didn't want to do Wi-Fi, and I just had a long cord hanging
up. Oh, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have the freaking long cord around the house, but at least I can get it done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's really hard on Wi-Fi. I mean, I do it.
It is,
on Wi-Fi, and sometimes it just cuts. Like when we tried to do it at the house there in St. Pete. It faded out. Like Maria tried it? No.
Yeah. I tried on my phone.
Somebody else tried it. I think it was Angela tried it too. Mm-hmm. And it just didn't stop because the Wi-Fi wasn't that good.
Yeah. Oh, so you run a long cable, huh?
I have
two floors. Wow.
I have two floors.
Yeah.
Get a 100-foot cable.
Oh, well. Well, that's an option.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's a small investment. This thing was $20. And then the other one that I have is a tripod. So it's,
I have different ones, but not the ones that it sticks like that. One is called the gorilla thing that actually the arms can get hooked into about anything.
It's
downstairs.
Yeah.
That is very good, but one can stick. One sticks in metal, in glass,
So you can even stick it if like your counter's across from your refrigerator. You can have it stuck to your refrigerator. And it has this thing, you loosen it and it just angles.
I like that.
And you angle it up like that so it's stuck to the refrigerator.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you just stand there across from your refrigerator talking or on the cabinet, right? Uh-huh. You find the angle that you want. And it's really helpful. And it doesn't have to be perfect. But those are great ways to do it. All right.
I have to buy this long cable.
The long cable is the easiest. You go to Fry's is what we go to here. I don't know what you have there, but and they're, I don't know, maybe $20 or $30.
No, I don't eat Fry's. No, I'm just kidding.
I shop at Fry's, but I don't eat them. Okay. All right. So what do we have here? What do you want to look at? You have
Okay, so this is Brandon, my son. So I didn't cross out his name, it's fine. So he's has stomach problems since about 3 years ago. I think it's when we went to Taiwan and he had some food poisoning probably. Mm-hmm. And he did get like diarrhea and pretty sick for a couple days there. And thereafter his digestion just on and off. You know, sometimes he would get stomach ache for a month and then it'll go away. And then, you know, just different times that it would act up. So we did recently, he had an O test about a year ago, and it came back, he had C. diff. Mm. So I had him take Biocidin. That was the only thing that he was taken, he had taken, and he did maybe 30 days. So we didn't really follow up because he felt better. So this year I ran the O test again. The C. diff is gone, but it still shows a little bit of candida. Mm-hmm. He has a little bit of that going on, and still the upset.
Is this the O test, the first one?
Yeah, that one. Yeah, that's the O test. Okay. So, and so he's having really foul gas. So that's one of the symptoms, and feels kind of nauseated. And now 30 minutes after eating, and it sometimes lasts a pretty long time.
Does he get bloated too?
Bloated a little bit, yeah. Gas and bloated. And see, that's recently he's finding that he's more and more sensitive to more food. He's sensitive to more and more foods recently. And he's been kind of cutting out everything. So he has like 10 different things he could eat right now that doesn't cause him problem. So he knows he's sensitive to soy, to dairy, to gluten, because he felt really bad after eating them. And the funny thing was, when he was bulking, where he was in a competition and he ate everything and didn't feel that bad. I mean, he noticed that the energy level was low, was sluggish, but his stomach didn't act up.
But then when did it start acting up?
It's actually recent. It's been off and on. So the most recent episode, it's about, let me see, maybe for a month now.
For a month. And was there anything in particular that happened a month ago? A party, a particular...
No, not really. You know, not really. Yeah.
Okay, let's see. All right, so let's see the doctor's data.
Yeah, the doctor's data. So it's funny, his bifido is like nothing, and lactobacillus is also very low.
Yeah, so he's got to bring those up. So especially the bifidus, and that's going to be the lack of protection. So it's unlikely that he has lactobacillus growing, or though possibly, but it's possible that he has lactobacillus growing in the small intestine, and it's not quite making it down to the large intestine. That is definitely a possibility. He's got some commensal hemolytic strep. When the strep will actually break down membranes, you know, it causes bleeding. So,
okay.
An issue. It might not be, it just might be microscopic, but he's still got some clostridia, but these are all what we'd expect. So, but these are low.
Yeah. Does he take
any probiotics?
I'm sorry?
Does he take any probiotics?
I did. I bought him the custom probiotic, and then he said he felt nauseated after taking it. So he didn't take them.
Was it the G-lactic acid free, or was it the bifido?
It was the lactic acid free. It was that one. Yeah. And now he's taking some other ones I got from some conference. I have him send me a photo of the specs to see what's in there. So he prefers the pill form. He said, well, I prefer the pill form.
Okay. Well, it looks like he's got a little bit of yeast in the sample, the follow-up samples.
Oh, yeah. It does confirm with correlate, confirm with the O test. He does have some.
Yeah, it's not a huge amount, but he's got.
But one, if you look down here, he's a really high secretory IgA.
Yeah, so his body's fighting. Now, that could be that he's fighting an infection, which could be against the hemolytic strep and whatnot. But it could also be a food allergy that he's fighting, that he's got.
Food allergy.
The news is he's got it. He hasn't been depleted of it, but he is 21, so he's unlikely to be depleted by now. But that definitely indicates that he's fighting something. The immune system is active because there's something there, whether it's a food, you know, still eating something that he's allergic to, or the strep or whatever other, the yeast.
Okay,
so that's basically, he's actively fighting anything, but there's no indication of inflammation. His short chain fatty acids look good. Rising, given it's on the lower end of the good range.
Yeah.
Given how little, how he doesn't have any bifidus, that's surprising.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he's young. Okay.
So they didn't do for the strep. They didn't do any sensitivity to the herb. They don't.
They usually don't. Yeah, they only do it if it's dysbiotic. It's too bad, but they don't. So, you know, you've had him on biocidin before and it seemed to help, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So why not try it again?
Okay. I don't want him to become resistant.
So you did it for 1 month. How long ago?
Oh, a long time ago. It was year ago.
So if you don't want him to become resistant, there's smaller amounts of a lot of things. I mean, the other thing you could do is piecemeal things and pick like 4 or 5 things to do 4 or 5 day rotations on.
But
young, he's 21. He's not going to do all that. He's only been on it for a short period of time. He doesn't have years and years and years of developing resistance. I would give it a try. And if it doesn't bring it down, then you can look at some of the other things.
And I could also mix the biocidin with other stuff.
Sure. Yeah.
To make it a little bit more complicated.
Yeah, you can. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So I'm...
Have him rotate. You can certainly have him rotate.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm also thinking that he probably needs to also work on his mucosal lining as well. And then maybe there's some leaky gut. I mean, he's sensitive
food sensitivities. I would guess that his gut's going to be leaky, and with, you know, having had the Clostridia, having some hemophilia, I would guess that. I mean, tested, but I would just assume it. Put him on gut repair type things. Check it out.
Okay.
See if simple things like plantain and marshmallow and slippery elm and stuff works. You can look at NAC. That sometimes is helpful. You can look.
Okay. You have a formula. Is that marshmallow or is it slippery elm that's a spray? Does that work? Or no, you need to powder, kind of drink it down.
You need a mucilaginous drink,
okay
yeah, absolutely. Is he willing to do that?
Yeah, I think he might. I mean, he's yeah
I think it tastes good. Put some chocolate powder in it. I don't know.
he could do like what I did for my husband. Was I did like I learned this from Steph. I made like a 5 day, 5 day worth of formulas, and then you just make it for the next 5 days, and you drink a little bit a day, and there were
if you're
tons
willing
of
to
stuff.
Do that, and he's willing to, if he's living at home for the summer, and you can do that. If he's off at school,
yeah,
you're gonna do that. Just be realistic. He's not gonna make tinctures for 5 days and then keep doing them.
He might. So I think I have to give him, like, ship him all the supply and then make a video of show him how to do it.
He's home for the summer. Do it with.
He's not. He's not home. He's not.
I would get it started with having the biocidin or something.
Okay.
Since it worked. Okay. And you can do this other stuff too, but make sure he has that and say, look, on the days that you're absolutely just, you're too swamped to be able to do this, then, you know, use this. Or if you're traveling, you can use this.
Okay.
I like to give people that option.
Yeah.
Because they'll then know, oh, it was too much. I couldn't get that done. Nope. Taking this pill was pretty easy. You can do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, give them the slip thing. But if you think he'll do it, I mean, chat with him. Realistically. Yeah. Explain to him what it takes. Send him the video first.
Okay.
Or you send him the stuff and say, are you willing to do this?
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Because I sent my son tons of little tinctures and he didn't even have
to
put them together. He just had to take them. He came home for summer and he still had them unopened.
Oh, yeah. That's my daughter. So
Mom, I'm having that whatever again. I need help. Okay, great. I'm going to send you some stuff. How you doing? Oh, I'm fine. Did you take the stuff? Nah, it went away before I got.
Okay.
That's the way they are.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, she's editing. My daughter's editing my SIV video, cutting out that portion.
Oh, good.
The part that, and then I talked about her. So I don't. Hey.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And I have him.
You can use.
Yeah.
I would put it on your website, have a speaker available for speaking.
Okay.
And you can do that. You can have the clip from the video from this weekend. You can pull any speaking things that you've done. You can pull it out and throw it up on, you know, hire Isabel as a speaker page.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so this from this weekend, I could download that, or do I need a, it's on YouTube. I know when you click on the replay, it's on YouTube.
It shouldn't be on YouTube.
Oh, it's not. It's something else. Sorry.
No, it's on our page.
I'm watching.
Look, it's we're going to make up a separate, we're going to clone. I told my assistant to clone that page. We'll send it out on Sunday in the newsletter. We're not giving everybody the ability to do that, but we'll clone that page and put the downloads on that page.
Okay.
For you guys.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Too. We'll give you the slides too. So we don't want to give it to the public. We may actually like a product. Like,
okay.
You know, because everybody wants everything for free. They're always in this.
Yeah.
Slides. You mean you just spent 2 days teaching us and arranging all these great people to teach us and you won't give me the slides? Like,
yeah. What else? What more do you want?
You want my firstborn?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's just his genetic. I had him, he did 23andMe. I ran it through Ben Lynch, is what's it called? Stratagem.
Yeah.
I don't know how to read it yet. That seems pretty complicated yet. So Valerie, if you're working on it, if you're interested, I could send you a copy.
There you go. Good practice. So does he tend to be kind of high strung and anxious kind of kid? Yeah.
Yeah.
And TFR, he's got a single heterozygous. B12 is to make sure keeps up on his B12. He's got the MTRR. He's also got a blockage. I don't see this one too often. That's the going through the middle, you know, with the cycle. The methylation cycle is a circle like that.
Mm-hmm.
And typically go homocysteines down here and it comes up and around this way.
Okay.
To get to, you know, through the, my hand's in the way, but the folate comes in and then the B12 comes in around there and it gets compared to methionine and then SAMe. So it's a cycle, but there's a shortcut that goes through the middle. It requires betaine and it's called BHMT. His middle is blocked, big time blocked.
Oh.
So he has this one. So even though he just has a heterozygous on the MTHFR, he's also blocked this way. So methylation could be impaired. He could be, you know, could be kind of sluggish methylation.
Okay.
So making sure he is getting, he's fine on his COMTs, so make sure that he is getting his methylated B vitamins. And keep up with that, especially under stress and especially if he's going to be going to medical school.
Okay.
You know, like really keeping up with his B vitamins. He might have trouble with stomach acid because some of that, the betaine is one of the cofactors that get generated in that cycle there. Possibly HCHY, gut stuff, definitely related to gut stuff. CBS, sulfur, possible sulfur metabolism issue. But it's heterozygous, so probably nothing major. B6 would be important there. So I'm just thinking B vitamins are really important for this guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, B vitamins.
Yep. And then let's see, detox. 1B1, I think it's related to estrogen and caffeine metabolism as well. So he shouldn't be a caffeine guy.
Yeah, he doesn't drink caffeine. So he was taking some green tea supplements.
This is actually very good. He only has a few here. The 2D6 is certain drug metabolites, and I don't remember which ones. Let me.
Yeah, I looked up. You have a handout.
Get the chart.
And
so
yeah,
2D. There is 2D6. So you know, basically, when you know these, you go okay. Mm-hmm. Just be careful if anybody wants to prescribe medication to this person. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not going to manage it very well. But otherwise, his detox pathways are really looking good.
Okay.
Yeah. Just caffeine metabolism and which ones? This one's heterocyclic amines, the A's, A1, A1. So charbroils are no good but for those. But here it's mostly, it's the caffeine. Caffeine and drugs.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Which 23andMe test is this?
It's the 23andMe test. So they have, when you go there, you get to choose ancestry or regular. 23andMe doesn't provide these reports. They provide the raw data. And it turns out that you can pay $99 for that test and get the ancestry one. And you get the full downloadable. You don't have to pay the $200 to get the health reports unless you want their health reports, which are kind of lame.
So it's just the one that says $99 for the ancestry one?
And then once you get through it, here's, if you go on to the, from our site, right, you go to Vibrant Living member site and go to Nutrigenomics here. Okay, and you'll get everything you wanted to know and more about nutrigenomics there. And it, there's a whole thing on how to download. And I made a relatively new video. This is going to redirect. Oops, I have to click here. Okay.
Is that the link to also order?
I have a link. I may have a link on there to 23andme.com/drlosgalzo. And then probably they give you $20 off. I'm not sure if they just give you $20 off the $200 one, or it used to be they'd give you $20 off the $100 one, and it was $80. So I just told them I don't want them to give me a commission, just take it off the people, and that's what they set up. So here's getting started, but intro to nutrigenomics, this will share with you, that teaches you about it. Go to interpreting nutrigenomics, and I made a video of how when you get your report back from 23andMe, how to download it, and what some of the best sites are to get the reports. So I always tell people, save your $100, don't give it to 23andMe because their reports are kind of lame as far as I'm concerned. Let's see. Oh, I have to go to the other page. I guess it was the other page. Okay, so this is the interpretation page, and this is these are the two that Isabel was talking about. Let me go back to part one. I thought it was on this page. Can't wait to get this site redone.
Dr. Rita Marie?
Yeah.
It's Cynthia.
Oh, hi. Cynthia.
Hi. So you're saying we can get our clients can get the $99 report.
Yep.
And that is going to have all the genetic raw data that we can then take over to Genetic Genie or whatever.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. I kind of missed that. Okay. Yeah.
Now, if they want to be able to go into 23andMe and find out that you have a 20% chance of this and a 30% chance of that and blah, 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 you can, but that doesn't give them the SNPs or anything. So
yeah,
it's just,
right.
Just a kind of lame, it's not really that good.
Okay.
All right.
And it was just 50% off on Prime Day.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you get it?
No, I told a couple people about it that wanted the ancestry part, but I didn't realize that would get them the raw data.
It'll get them the raw data. And if you see this video here, watch the video. Oh, is this my new one?
Hey, this is Dr. Scalzo, and I'm here to share with you how to access your raw data on 23andMe and then run some reports that give us a lot of great information.
So there's a thing over here that tells you, it shows you exactly how to do it. And then it shows you how to go to Genetic Genie and then how to go to, Metabolic Healing. It shows you how to go to Metabolic Healing. It shows you how to do these different reports. And underneath, I give you all the different reports that you could possibly get. Okay, and then on the next page, yeah, part two is where you go and you get all the interpretation things. And then you can watch me interpreting for like 20 hours worth of stuff, like page after page. But there's also some more advanced kind of talks on this site that pretty awesome. One was a talk that Michaeline actually put together for our ERC program. And when I look back at it, I'm going, I can't believe we presented this to these poor brain fog people, because it's really in depth, because Michael, that's the way Michaeline, I don't know how many of you know Michaeline, but she periodically posts on the page. She was in our very first practitioner training, and she was like a shining star. But yeah, so part three is her. And then she also did a presentation at Shine, our second Shine, first, I think it was our second Shine. I can't remember which one. I think it was the second one. Maybe it was the first one. But she did a really nice presentation at Shine, and that's in here as well. Yeah, this is, no, this is the technical presentation that she did. And it's, let's see how long it is. I hate to tell, it's like, I think it was like 3 hours long. It's like really long. Oh, an hour 28. Where's the rest of it? Maybe I cut it. I think I might have cut it. I cut it down to give them. And then there's this one where she's three part. Oh, wow. This is the one she did at Shine, I think. Let me check that again. Let's see. I think that's the one she did at Shine. Anyway, yeah, this is the one she did. Yeah, this is the one she did. This is the 3 hours that she did for ERC. And you have everything. You have a transcript and everything. Three part. Okay, so the one before was actually the live presentation she did at Shine for an hour and a half. And you can see, so there's a lot here for you to learn about this stuff. And there's more. I mean, there's so much more I could add to it. So there she is teaching
this. Taken from homocysteine, transferred to the methionine.
So she goes through those actual pathways, like we just talked about. Like I just said, that pathway in the middle. She shares all that. So these are all really good presentations. Any other questions? Comments? Cases?
I have a, this is Cynthia, something not associated with nutrigenomics.
All right, let me just shut this down, stop share, and then I'll have all of you up here. Okay. Oh, hi, yeah. Brandon. I see Brandon's on. Brandon's new. Say you want, before you go into that, you want to just say hi, Brandon? I know that you haven't really met everybody, but I'd love to meet you. So if you want to open up your mic and say hi, we can unmute you. Hi. Oops, I just unmuted you, if you're there. Brandon just joined like within, I think, the last month or two. Okay, well, I'll leave it open, Brandon, if you're, maybe he stepped away. Okay, go ahead. Whoops, I just unmuted you. There you go. Go ahead. Oh,
yeah. Okay, so this is a two-parter, but really quick on the one part. I think what I would like to request is some grounding, centering coaching around a new client who's got a lot going on. And each of our two sessions so far have been really around her very heightened anxiety around a procedure or a new diagnosis. And I'm losing my place of leadership, getting caught up in her
story
stuff.
Yeah.
Well, it's her, I haven't gotten so much into her story, actually. It's her reality. And so I just have been saying, okay, what do I need? So I just want to put that out there. And then what would help me with this individual is, she was cesarean birth in Mexico, highly processed diet, a lot of stress. She was diagnosed just recently with autoimmune pernicious anemia. We've talked about her just briefly. She has fibroids on her uterus. She has just been diagnosed, and this was this week's kind of quote unquote hysteria, and I say that with love, right?
Right, of course.
Yeah, a giant hemangioma in her liver, and it's 9 centimeters and wrapped around blood vessels, so operating is very tricky, and it's been growing, was 7 centimeters the last check, it's 9 now, the doc wants her to come back in November. And I think what would help me to is that is are hemangiomas, do you have any experience, and is that estrogen dominance related? The fibroids seem to be.
Fibroids for sure are. I don't think hemangiomas are. I don't think they're related necessarily. They may be related to the liver having an excessive amount of activity to do, which could be an estrogen issue, but I don't think they're directly related to it. Not that I know of, not that anything I've ever read about it. I mean, hemangiomas can be as simple as I have a hemangioma on my neck. It's a birthmark, right? It's just sitting there and it's just a collection of a whole lot of blood vessels all together, right? And so when it happens on an internal organ, sometimes they happen on the spine itself, they can be much, much more serious. But I don't think, I think some of it starts as a birth thing, right? And then the stress of the body, the stress of the life, the stress of the liver kind of constantly trying to deal with the stress of her emotional piece, but also of her physical and processed food and all that creates it, right? Manifests it. So, you know, it's a lot of times when we're working with folks, we have to be there for them emotionally without getting caught up in their story. Because once we get caught up in their story, we're not of any use to them. And then they do the, what's called spinning, right? They just keep spinning. And she's feeling paralyzed, right? Because she's had all this bad stuff happen into her body.
Yeah. And Dr. Rita Marie, it's not, I've worked really hard to put up, you know, my energetic boundaries.
Yeah.
I am a physical empath, which scares the shit out of me.
Sure.
And I can't ever work with cancer. But it's, you know, I was very, very helpful to her. I mean, I just sat in a place of love and kept my head about me. And I know this is real and we've got to address it. First we've got to address the autoimmunity. But nothing's going to heal unless she can get a handle on the stress.
Exactly. Exactly.
And, you know, she made a comment, which I haven't circled back to on her intake form, about sleep and that she hasn't slept since she slept well since she was a baby.
Mm.
And then when I hear about molestation and the fibroids, I go, oh my gosh, you know, I'm just kind of jumping ahead there. But she could have buried traumas that she doesn't even know she has, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and there may be some that she does, but she doesn't just talk about them in open company. So you might do something a little, you know, kind of less vulnerable and just give her the ACEs quiz. Just go to the website, look up the ACEs quiz at Adverse Childhood Experiences, and print it out and say, hey, I want to have you fill this out as part of my intake.
Right.
Let's just see. Because if even one impacts somebody's health.
Yeah.
And the more
she's definitely got something there, but.
Right. And it doesn't have to be, she was molested even. It could be, she didn't feel safe. Her parents fought and her father drank and he beat the mother, or there was a lot of yelling and they didn't get along, or there was a divorce, or there was a death of a parent, a death of a grandparent that she was close to, a death of a sibling. You know, all of those things play in and they get buried inside the body.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So there's just a lot to unpack.
Right. Exactly.
And maybe I need to refer to Jane for some of this.
You might have a conversation with her. I was going to recommend something for all of you that, Deborah Wayne gave out on a call I did. I had brought her in for the ERC program, and she did a call yesterday, and it was really powerful. She took one of our people through a limiting belief exercise, and she actually gave us a link that we can get the PDF of that limiting belief exercise, and it was very powerful, and then she did a kind of a healing. So it might be worthwhile for you to go look at that, and I'll send you guys the link. Once we get it uploaded, I'll send you guys the link to it because I think it would be powerful for you to listen to and see as an alternative tool for people like that. But, you know, it's really getting into, okay, you know, all these things, all these imbalances, all of this is saying your body's out of balance. Your body's attacking itself. It's all out of balance. So let's slowly unpack the imbalances, because a lot of times people want, and also we as practitioners want, we want to have a this for that. oh, well, she says this, so I'm going to do this therapy. And she has that, so I'm going to do that therapy. I'm going to add this exercise. I'm going to add this herb. And then what in reality we're looking for is to find all the imbalances and rebalance them. So what's causing her body to be out of balance that way? Clearly her liver is stressed, right? It's got this huge stress on it. And that's right. going to create issues with autoimmune. So if she has any genetics towards autoimmunity, it's going to play out. Mm-hmm. So I think the best you can do is really sit with her and give her hope and let her know that your body's in there and it's in a war. And we have to go through this and go through those seven pillars. Use that form that I created or your variation on the form of presenting to them. Like, here are where I see your imbalances. Here are some of the positive things we can do to bring that imbalance. Here's some of the stuff that we can get you to stop doing. And it's clear that if she's still eating processed foods, that's a huge piece that has to stop.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, she was very delighted. I went to the grocery store and took pictures of all the beautiful things and even in the freezer section. And she was so excited about that.
Great.
Just introducing her to a whole new world.
Yeah. And I would just keep her positive that, you know, the body is going to heal when you believe it's going to heal and you do the right thing. So there's two pieces. You can't just believe it's going to heal and continue to eat Twinkies and, you know, snowballs and expect it to get better. But if you believe it's going to heal and you're doing the right things, you're going to create the environment where it can heal. But if you're doing the right things, but you don't believe it, you think am I just wasting my time and I don't think it's going to happen, then you're interfering with the healing process. And so, you know, a lot of times spending that and reflecting back with them on that is really important. Yeah.
And I guess I need to get back there too, because I'm becoming a bit disillusioned with the prospects of healing from this giant hemangioma. So.
Yeah. So do some research. You know, look it up. What causes hemangiomas? What are all the things? Really, really research it. It's not foremost in my mind. I have to look it back up to see where they all, you know, what some of the underlyings are. But look at that. The other thing I would look at is, I don't know if you were on that call, and I think you probably ordered. I didn't get those charts yet. Did you, when you ordered those charts from the guy that taught Joannis that talked to us a couple of weeks ago?
I did get the charts. Yes.
Oh, I ordered them. Yep. I didn't get them.
Oh, they're coming from Germany.
Oh, okay. So have you gotten them recently? So yeah, look that up. Like, look up the liver stuff. Look up to see if you can see like what emotions might be tied with that. You know?
Well, it's anger and resentment.
Yeah.
And that totally resonated with her.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's traditional Chinese.
That's traditional Chinese medicine. The other thing would be then have her do a positive aspects journal.
Yes. Okay. I just downloaded that. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Because that's just going to keep her, you know, and you got to say things that you can believe. You can't just say, my body is healthy now. You all, who's going to believe that, right? I'm taking steps every day to strengthen my body and remove the imbalances.
Great.
And my body's going to be getting stronger every day with every step and every breath I take.
Yes.
And have her replace those thoughts, because it's the thoughts. And I think this belief thing. So if you go to, if you text on your phone, 858-212-0703, 858-212-0703, and you text the word belief to that, that'll send you this exercise that she took us through. And it was unpacking the limiting belief and then replacing it and replacing the neural pathway with the positive one.
Ooh, can you say it one more time? 858?
858-212. I'll put it in the chat. 858-212-0703. Let me find the chat. Okay. So text the word BELIEF to 858-212-0703. It was powerful, and a lot of people on that call got a lot of really powerful healing. And she also said, play it back, even if for people who weren't on the call. If you play it back, you're going to get a lot out of it. You may even find it for yourself to find that positiveness to help her.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Right.
Because I'm feeling that I have a need for that. Thank you. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And Yeah.
Do we get a recording of that as a
ERC? I'll give it to you. We don't normally, well, if you're in an ERC coach, you would, but if you're not, I'm going to send it. I'm going to put it in the email that's going out on Sunday because I just thought it was really powerful. And I want all of you guys to have it the same way I want to have you guys have access to the recordings of that thing we did over the weekend, because there was just a lot of powerful stuff in there, and hearing everybody's stories, right?
Yeah.
Helped great. Me. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
To research hemangiomas, you would go to Medline.
I would go to Medline, I would start, typically I don't even go there right away. I just start with Google Scholar.
Oh, Google Scholar. That's right. Okay.
Yeah, because it's not just the reference journals that it has. It has some of the, like the Science and Nature and other journals that aren't considered Medline journals. And then you can go to Medline. But it incorporates all the Medline stuff as well.
Okay. Okay. But the fibroids are estrogen dominance, right?
Well, fibroids are generally estrogen dominance. And if you look up fibroids and you look up adverse childhood events, you look up molestation, you look up incest, you look those things up, you'll see that there's often a correlation.
Yeah, okay.
Right? It's a way to wall that off, right? It's a way to wall that area off from more invasion.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Right?
Well, I told her to stay off technology and researching for 48 hours, and it's like 48 hours exactly, and she's just emailed me because her researching is making her more crazy.
Yeah. Well, so, if you look at, you know, look, these things can be solved with. Tori Hudson has some good stuff in her Encyclopedia of Natural Healing for Women on fibroids. She does say it is very hard to get rid of them. It's not easy. There's Dr. Warsawski's book, Healing Fibroids Naturally. We did a radio show with him.
Yes, okay.
So you can listen to my interview with him.
Yeah.
And, you know, down the road, whenever she's ready to do testing, doing a Dutch test can show you the imbalances, especially given the liver stuff, to see if there's some liver stress too.
Yeah, and her cortisol, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll give her a complete picture of the hormones.
Right, okay, cool. All right. Very good. Thank you, Dr. Good. Rita Marie.
Yeah, good luck with that. She's in good hands. And, you know, a lot of times these cases come through and they're places for us to learn. Let's think about that.
Yeah.
And because you have such a caring soul, nature, and you're picking it up, you want to help her very badly, but you also have to not blend that boundary.
Right.
You're there as a support for her and you're giving her the absolute best you can. She's the one that has to actually take the steps.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
And I'm referring her back to therapy because she does have that in her insurance. So
she has it in her insurance.
Yeah.
I wonder if you can find somebody like a Laura Fine, who's a, you know, she's an MFSC, whatever they call those that are covered by insurance, but she's does more of this energy healing kind of stuff as well.
Okay. Well, she's with Kaiser, so we can only hope.
Yeah, hope. Hope and pray.
Okay. Okay, awesome. All right. Thanks, Dr. Rita Marie.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Anybody else? Valerie or Eva? Valerie, you inspired to look more into the nature genomics?
Oh, I definitely am. I'm not ready yet to do that much besides my own, but definitely I'm wanting to learn all about that.
So here's what I'm going to give you a challenge for, is study your own and then upload it and come on a call, and I'm not going to interpret it. You will, and I'll help you, and we'll see how you'll get a real good sense of confidence for how far along you are. And wherever you're not, you know, wherever you're going, I don't know what to do with this. If I know it, I'll help you. If not, we'll both research it because it's science, right?
Right.
There's going to be a methyl, a genetics summit coming up real soon in August.
So, that's right. August 21st.
Yep. I'm going to be on it. They haven't put my name up because I weaseled my way in at the end, but they agreed. So I just sent them my stuff today. So
good for you. Great. I'm glad you did that.
Yeah, I told him, you know, you got all these people on it and they're great, but I've been doing it longer than they have.
But you have great information. So
I'm going to talk about the genetics related to blood sugar balance because nobody else is talking about that. You guys have that already. You have my presentation already because it's in the it was a bonus for the IRSVT course, so it's in there. But you never know what comes out when you're being interviewed. I don't anyway. Sometimes I'm channeling it and I'm like, wow, I got to write that down. What did I say? That was really cool. I've had that happen. I'm like, I don't remember what I said, but I got to listen to that back. That was the best thing. I never said it that way before.
Is somebody doing genetics and digestion?
Yeah. Donna Gates.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I would have grabbed that if I had. But it was good to come in at the end because then I could see what everybody else is doing and then pick something that's unique.
So. Okay, so I have one thing if you want.
Sure.
I want you to show you my revised blood sugar graph real quick.
Oh, yeah. I saw you posted it somewhere, but I haven't had a chance to look at it.
Yeah, so I thought that. Yes, it was. So I'll show you here.
Yeah.
You see it? I'll make it a little bigger on parts over here. So that's
okay. It's a balanced meal and it's up there and it goes down 2 to 2.5 hours. Okay.
Yeah. And then this is kind of a little cycle of, not to get very low. So I basically, if you straight line this thing, you know, you get a little hungry. So your blood sugar might get a little lower. So you get hungry, then you get your ghrelin, and now that is going to stimulate your growth hormone. So then you eat, and then the blood sugar goes up, and then you have the peak over here. That's when you store the fat, and then the insulin keeps doing its job for another couple hours, 2.5 hours. And then the fat burning happens, meaning that the red line over here, I'm trying to simulate that the blood sugar is normalized, you know. And that may go for 2 or 3.5 hours. And the whole cycle here is 4 to 6 hours. And then you get hungry again and you eat. In the meantime, this blue line is like, okay, the insulin is taking, you know, the glucose of the cell is going to generate, you know, energy.
Okay, so that line confuses me, that blue that.
Yes, over here, this, you mean?
Yeah, that line. What is?
Yeah, now this is the original graph is not going to have this. It's just so the girl can see it, you know. So she's going to put it in a much more organized way. So
the only thing that I would just maybe not quite necessarily agree with.
Okay.
That the level of blood sugar doesn't necessarily trigger hunger. It's more complicated than that. I mean, you know, I'm just saying you can show this and it looks good. But a lot of times when people are most hungry, and it happens oftentimes in here, this area here with the between the 2 and 3.5 hours part.
Yes, yes.
It happens because their blood sugar is uber high and it's not coming down. So you're showing normal, right?
Yes, yeah, I'm showing normal. You're showing normal.
But the other hand is if somebody keto adapts pretty quickly, they may drop their blood sugar. If I drop my blood sugar to 45, I don't feel a thing. But if my blood sugar goes up to 110, I feel hungrier.
Yes.
Because I'm relying on the sugar and I need more of it. Whereas if my blood sugar gets that low, I'm relying on fat and I got plenty of it. So
I got
shortage of that stuff.
That's right. That's right. But I think that people would kind of understand this, you know, the keto. The keto is like, they might ask, right? But the normal individual is not reaching that.
Right.
Right. And they might see, they might feel a little lethargic, whatever, what it is. Oh, my blood sugar is going downwards. Sometimes they have low blood pressure or something like that, right?
Right.
And then they feel a little dump and then they're like, okay. Or like, but that's normal. Yes, I agree with you. And then from here, then I can take and show when it goes higher and all that.
Right.
So, I think this is better representation, right?
Yep, I like
it. So I'll see what this girl is going to do. I sent it to her this morning.
Nice.
With instructions. She didn't ask for any instructions. I just sent that. And I also sent her one that it links all three of them. So like three meals. You know, so I basically dropped.
The whole day worth. That's nice.
The whole day worth, you know.
I'd be curious to see what she comes up with. Know that you'll probably go back and forth a couple times to clarify. It's always.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I told her she's going to deliver a draft in the next 3 days. So I'm excited to see it. Yeah. And then I said, you know, we'll expect us to go back and forth. Mm-hmm. And she's going to be fine. Unlimited revisions on that stuff. But she's excited to work on this.
Nice.
So, yeah, that's I'm excited when I have it done.
Awesome.
Yeah. So that's it.
You'll have to sell it. You'll have to laminate it and then sell copies of to your fellow health coaches here to use their clients.
Well, I didn't think about that, but you know, Lynn gave me the idea. Oh, this could be a good giveaway, you know, like a freebie.
You could,
you know, for my clients.
Your upsell could be a laminated version of it for the health coaches.
Oh, look at that, huh? Yes. Okay. Well, I'll stop sharing. So I just want to show that I included your input the other day. Thank you.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. It's good. So would you do take a photo of it to send to her?
Yeah. I just exactly what I have. This is a photo. What you're seeing right here.
Oh, okay. That was a photo, right? Because you were showing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you just, it was so real. That looked so good because it was your, I was like, oh,
I'm telling you.
She's showing me her board.
Well, the board is right here. I just moved to my office. But, you know, this Samsung S8 takes amazing pictures. Yeah. I mean, this is just incredible. But anyway.
All right.
Okay.
Well, good, everybody. Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't see anything else in here. So, yeah, guys, this was great. Talk to you again soon. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.